Hare Krishna. Shama Kund Das asks a good question, a relevant question, and it's about worshipping deities of one's spiritual master. He says we have at home devotees worship deities of Srila Prabhupada. Deities of Srila Prabhupada are available everywhere. He said, so can we do the same thing with making deities of our own spiritual master and worshiping that? My feeling about deity worship and the sort of inspiration that devotees feel to worship home deities, I've sort of made known quite a few times. And it certainly applies to this topic as well. I like to keep things as conservative as possible, keeping in mind the future. We decide to do something, but who's going to carry on that deity worship for the future? Because our bodies are temporary. Bodies of deities are also temporary, at least they're manifest in temporary elements, but they're a lot more long-lasting than ours. Marble, brass, wood, and so on. So who's going to continue that worship? When we decide to do something, we're committing someone else who doesn't necessarily have anything to say about it at present. And seeing the context, the historical context of the many deities that are ignored and neglected and often sometimes broken in India, one would be wise to err on the side of caution. And that's even when we're talking now about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Radha Krishna, Gornitai, Jagannath, and so on. Their worship is what I'm talking about that we find neglected. Now, and of course that's something that everyone agrees on in our Krishna consciousness movement. Everyone agrees on that this is something that should be done, and it's something that everyone's responsibility, especially when we're talking about temple deities. Devotees know that, yes, these are institutional responsibility, and we have GBC resolutions in that regard. And the same goes for Srila Prabhupada, because Srila Prabhupada is the founder of Acharya, so he's inseparable from ISKCON, as inseparable as Krishna is, although in a different way. And therefore, it's also our duty to maintain and continue worship of Srila Prabhupada. But when you talk about worship of spiritual masters in deity forms, and how many spiritual masters do we need? Well, Srila Prabhupada says we want millions of spiritual masters if we're going to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. So then, to whom are spiritual masters relevant? Well, they're relevant to their disciples, and they contribute to the Krishna consciousness movement. But it's not the duty or the responsibility of the society to maintain that worship. Therefore, what will happen to a deity of some guru after his disciples, and all right, maybe his grand disciples pass away? Who's going to worship them? In fact, who's even going to recognize them? People may say, who's he? And why? Because they don't have a connection anymore. So therefore, what will we have? We'll also institute more and more neglected deities. So it may be a nice sentiment. It may feel good, but if we consider what the likely consequences are for the future, then that good feeling will be tempered a little, or tempered, and therefore better to actually leave. Don't worship and don't install other deities of other Vaishnavas. Where's the deities over the past 5 centuries? Where's the deities of Sanatana Goswami and Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami? Them, everyone will know. No one will ask who's that. But still, we don't have deities of them. So let's remember, this is not the age of deity worship. This is the age of Harinam. And although we do and engage in deity worship, but we should be very, very careful about how we enter into that practice and don't get into something that runs the risk of becoming an offense, that we're setting up a circumstance which later on becomes a cause of offense to the deities. Was it necessary? No. Is it necessary to take that risk for worshipping Radha, Krishna, and Gaur Nithai? Well, along Srila Prabhupada's parameters, yes. So then we take the risk. But if the risk is not there, there's already enough risks involved in this world. Better not make any new ones. So my advice is no. We should not worship. We should worship Vaishnavas. We can respect their pictures. And the best thing is to actually worship them through their Vani. That's the most superior way, lasting way, no risk way of worship. Hare Krishna.